This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for October 14th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading synopses of articles on the cervical spine and the lumbar spine published by JNS Spine today. Early development and progression of heterotopic ossification in cervical total disc replacement. A clinical article by Soo Eun Lee and colleagues. Cervical total disc replacement is becoming a popular alternative to anterior cervical discectomy with fusion in the surgical treatment of degenerative disc disease. Heterotopic ossification is a well-known complication after arthroplasty, including cervical total disc replacement. In this study, the occurrence and progression of heterotopic ossification and its effects on cervical motion and clinical outcome have been studied following cervical total disc replacement. This study included 28 consecutive patients who underwent cervical total disc replacement with a prosthesis. Heterotopic ossification developed in 18 patients, that is 64%. The mean occurrence for heterotopic ossification was 8 months postoperatively. Its progression was proportional to the follow-up duration. Grade 3 or 4 heterotopic ossification can restrict the cervical range of motion and may lead to spontaneous fusion. However, the occurrence of heterotopic ossification did not affect clinical outcome. The results of this study indicate that a high incidence of heterotopic ossification with the possibility of spontaneous fusion is to be expected during long-term follow-up and should be considered prior to performing cervical total disc replacement. Perioperative surgical complications of transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion, a single center experience. A clinical article by Matthew Tormenti and co-authors. Transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion, or TLIF, has been gaining popularity as a means of achieving circumferential arthrodesis in the lumbar spine. As the popularity of the procedure grows, it is important for the surgeon and the patient to understand the risks of the procedure. In this retrospective study, the authors looked at the charts of 531 patients who had undergone the TLIF procedure. Medical complications not related to the surgery, such as myocardial infarction and pulmonary embolism, were excluded due to inconsistency in the recording of these complications. Procedure-related complications were found in 25% of patients, and the two most common complications were durotomy and infection. Complication rates were significantly higher in patients who had undergone previous lumbar surgery or multi-level surgery. Durotomies occurred at a significantly higher rate in patients who had had previous lumbar surgery, and there was a trend toward an increase in durotomies in patients in whom multi-level surgery was performed. Overall, 14% of patients had a durotomy. In 4% of patients, there was a deep wound infection. A trend toward higher infection rates in patients who underwent multi-level interbody fusion was observed, but this was not statistically significant. Infection rates did not differ between revision and first-time surgeries. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.